Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
I'm Greg Jarrett. The Nasdaq falls off its record high from yesterday at the open. Apple's iPhone sales disappoint. Other tech stocks follow. And the indices, as a rule, are in the red right now. We check the markets every 15 minutes through the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. S&P 500, for example, is down 0.3%, down 6. Dow's down 0.2%, down 39. And the Nasdaq is down 0.5%, down 33. 10-year is down 5/32. The yield is 2.29%. West Texas Intermediate's up 0.6%, at $47.95 a barrel. COMEX Gold's down 0.6%, at $12.49.60 an ounce. The yen, 112.42. The euro, 109.10. The pound, 129.22. All to the dollar. Looking for office space in London? Some might be available. J.P. Morgan Chase plans to move hundreds of London-based bankers to expanded offices in Dublin, Frankfurt, and Luxembourg to preserve easy access to the European Union's single market after Brexit. That's according to the firm's head of investment banking. Bloomberg Markets continues now with Lisa Abramowitz and Pim Fox.
Thank you very much, Greg. Jarrett, there is a battle for wireless spectrum. Do you want faster service on your mobile phone? Well, so does AT&T and Verizon. And here to tell us about this battle for faster access and for additional spectrum space is Paul Barbagallo. He is the managing editor for U.S. Telecommunications and Media for Bloomberg News, and he joins us now. And you can follow him on Twitter at Barbagallo Paul. And great to have you with us. Thanks for coming in. We were just talking before you walked into the seat that this is a battle between AT&T and supposedly some unnamed telecommunications giant, Verizon, for spectrum that is available via the purchase of a company called Straight Path. Tell us the details. How did all this work out?
That's correct. So earlier this year, the U.S. Federal Communications Commission penalized Straight Path for not being essentially honest about
a straight talker.
Yeah, basically not being honest about how they were going to use the spectrum, their deadlines, and essentially the penalty the FCC imposed required Straight Path to sell. So Straight Path had a huge incentive to sell. They have some valuable licenses, given the demands and the usage.
Everybody wants 5G, right? And this is the point on the spectrum, the gigahertz, 39 to 54, whatever, that
right.
Everybody wants.
Right. So for many years, Straight Path had what was regarded as not valuable spectrum. But now, now with the spread of 5G, the FCC has said the higher frequency bands from 30 gigahertz to 300 gigahertz is going to be essentially the radio frequency home for 5G. So, of course, Straight Path now has some valuable assets, and AT&T is interested. And we've reported that Verizon is that multinational telecommunications company making counteroffers and making AT&T's life a little more difficult.
Can you put this into perspective of how important this 5G access would be for both Verizon and AT&T? Which company needs it more? What potentially they're losing if they do not win this fight?
AT&T and Verizon need 5G arguably more than any other wireless carrier right now. They are both in positions where their core business is declining. They're losing a lot of subscribers to T-Mobile, and they see 5G as the next battlefront in wireless. You know, Verizon, of course, is trying to get some media businesses off the ground. AT&T is trying to acquire Time Warner Inc. These deals, these strategies, were essentially because their networks have become commodities. And 5G is seen as the next, you know, the next beachhead for wireless. And we remember when 4G rolled out, and Verizon was the first real big carrier with 4G, and Verizon ended up extending its lead as the number one carrier. They need this badly. And Straight Path, actually, it was very interesting. Straight Path has spectrum licenses that both AT&T and Verizon want.
how much faster is 5G? I mean, why is 5G better than 4G other than just one number higher?
5G is somewhat of a canard in the wireless industry at the moment. We do not have a standard set, essentially. But essentially, 5G would be 10 times faster than our current wireless service. 5G means something different to everybody else. It's a fancy marketing term at this point. There has yet to be really a kind of a business case articulated around 5G, how these companies will make money, what 5G will really do to better our lives and innovation and their businesses. I guess to put it more simply, 5G could give us cable home speeds on our phones, which everybody is really excited about. You could be able to download a movie in seconds. The issues that we have in wireless, being able to download data super fast would be solved with 5G. And the higher frequency bands can allow for data rates up to 10 gigabits per second, which is really unheard of in wireless right now.
I was just looking at the share price of Straight Path, up $29, $154, stock up 23%. What kind of numbers are we talking about here? How much is it going to cost for AT&T to close this deal? What's the number right now?
So AT&T initially came in at $1.6 billion. The company that we believe to be Verizon came in at $1.8 billion, and now that mystery bidder which we've reported is Verizon.
I think you've adequately hedged it, by the way.
Came in at $2.3 billion. So AT&T will have to at least match. AT&T has 3 days to match or exceed. It could very well take $2.5 billion because, you know, this is spectrum that they really want, and AT&T – we believe is not going to walk away over a few hundred million dollars if it means taking the lead in the 5G race.
Paul Barbagallo, managing editor of U.S. telecommunications and media for Bloomberg News. Thank you so much for joining us here. It's a really an interesting time for telecommunications companies. And sort of on a related note, Sprint did release its earnings today, and it showed that it suffered its first loss of customers in 2 years. This kind of complicates their turnaround plan. It seems like a tough time. Maybe it's going to be that 5G that'll just resurrect the entire industry. I guess we will wait to see. I'm Lisa Bromwich here with Pim Fox. This is Bloomberg.